the Honourable Member, the name of Honourable Van Schalkwyk has been proposed. Any seconder for that? Yes, ma'am. Mr. Bakrey?
Thank you. I would second that.
Thank you. The name of Honourable Van Schalkwyk has been proposed and seconded. Is there any other nomination? Therefore, in the absence of any other name, therefore, Honourable Van Schalkwyk has been duly elected as the acting chairperson of this committee, and I will ask her to come forward and take her seat. Thank you, members.
Before we move forward, I'm requesting everyone to stand to observe a moment of silence for the loss of our dear chairperson. Thank you very much. May her soul rest in peace. Honourable Bagram.
Thank you, Madam Acting Chair. First of all, congratulations on your appointment. We will support you. We will ensure that we do everything to make this committee work as best as it can. Obviously, once again, I need to record that we will have our differences and our differences of opinion. It's not on a personal basis, but those differences will be voiced. Madam Chair, also, I'm unable to be present at the funeral that is taking place, and I have put in my apologies, but if you could express that to the family, that those of us that can't be there, I'm not sure if you're going to be there, but those of us that can't be there, certainly express our condolences. I will be sending a letter to them. It's a heartfelt plea, this, in that I think every single one of us is going to feel this really badly. She had a great influence on this committee and certainly was a good leader. And I want to express that, as especially being someone in opposition. It's heart sore for us in the opposition to note that we felt the real loss in this particular occasion. So thank you very much for that.
Thank you, Honourable Bagram. I think we share the same sentiments, and thank you very much. And I would like to thank everyone who is supporting me or pledged their support in terms of ensuring that we reach our objectives in terms of this portfolio committee and taking it to higher heights until the position is filled. Honourable members, before we go to our agenda, I would like to inform the committee that we've been blessed with two new members in our committee. We have Honourable Ben Martens, who's present here today, and we have the Honourable Faith Mutambi, is also assigned to this committee. She's not here at the moment, but I would really like to welcome Honourable Martens to this committee. And we know that you bring a lot of capacity, a lot of knowledge, and we know that you are very dedicated and a hard worker, and you surely be a great asset to this committee. So for now, thank you very much, and we welcome to this committee.
Thank you for your kind words, ma'am.
Thank you. It's a pleasure. Honourable members, can we go to our agenda of the day? We are on the apologies. And we give over to the Secretary.
Thank you, Honourable Acting Chair. The agenda for today, 14th March, is as follows. Election of an Acting Chairperson, which we have just done now, and then followed by the apologies. I have received, Acting Chair, two apologies. one from Honorable Mutambi and one from Honorable Kawama. And then after the apologies, it was the adoption of this agenda, followed by a consideration of the draft report on the 2017-18 second quarterly performance of the Department of Labor and its entities, followed by a consideration of draft minutes of our last meeting, 28 February, and then it will be way forward on the processing of submissions that have been received so far on the labor bills. And then closer, Chairperson. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Sakasa. Just to inform the new members that in terms of apologies, we're only recognizing written apologies. So in future, if you're not going to be able to be here, you can just write to the secretary in terms of apologizing. So we have the apologies that we've received. Can we get an indication if we accept it, seeing that it is written? I think we're accepting it as a house. Then we have the adoption of the agenda. We have the agenda outlined to us. Can we have an indication of the adoption of the agenda or any amendments to the agenda? Honorable Njogo.
Thank you, Chairperson. I move the adoption of the agenda.
Thank you very much. Do we have a second? Honorable Njogo is moving. Honorable America is seconding. So we'll go to the next point of our agenda, consideration of the draft report on the 2017-18 second quarterly performance of the Department of Labor and its entities. Mr. Sakasa, can you lead us?
Thank you, Acting Chairperson. I will hand over to Mr. Ngobo, the content advisor, just to take the members through on the quarterly performance report.
I think since it was already circulated to the members, the way forward would be for the members to decide if there are any inputs that they would like to make, especially on the recommendations, because we didn't have much recommendations to include. So maybe the members would like to include some recommendations. Thank you.
There we have it, honorable members. I believe it's been circulated to us, to all of us have it. Honorable Bagrin.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I do want to make some comments, and I'm just going to the recommendations part. If you bear with me. Here we are. We've got recommendations on the last page, at page 15, and there's just two recommendations, and I feel that we are... It's probably my phone, and I'll switch it off. I apologize. We are in a situation in South Africa today where we have officially 30% unemployment. Unofficially, it's over 50%. The youth, it's recognized, is at about 52%. In other words, from the ages of 16 to 25, we have 52% unemployment. We're on this cusp of an Arab Spring in the sense that we have each person that is employed looking after four people. So if you take over 50% unemployment and you multiply that by four, we've got an enormous amount of people that are trying to eke out a living informally or through grants. This is an impossible situation, and at the helm of that is the Department of Labor. That's their mandate, is to somehow ensure that the employment is increased and that people are working in South Africa. What we've got is various departments within the Department of Labor. For instance, Public Employment Services performance, where they say they have 100% overall performance. In other words, there's something radically wrong with their achievements in that if they got 100% and yet the country's at 50% unemployed, then we've got a real problem. and somehow someone's missing something. I don't know whether it's this committee or whether it's the department or whether it's just me. That we're sitting over here like Alice in Wonderland. We are all saying this is really good, this is lots of fun. Inspection and Enforcement Services, we know that the inspectors do about 1% of the factory workers in this country when they do their inspections. They don't have the wherewithal to have proper inspections. They just don't have it, and we've discussed that for years in this committee. Again, it's absolutely impossible. Over 50% of the actual workforce don't even have letters of appointment, never mind any sort of formal employment. So again, they hit 75% overall. I mean, that's unbelievably ridiculous. In terms of the financial report, you will recall, Madam Chair, that we made a heartfelt plea to the Minister when she was here at this committee last, that we need to ensure that we have greater wherewithal, more finance for the Department of Labour. We're going to need it desperately. And over here again, we have, they're saying that they've met their targets and they've done pretty well. Again, I don't see where they're coming from. I don't know who sets these targets. Obviously, they set it themselves. When you go to the compensation fund itself, they've hit 43% overall employment, overall functioning. Again, we have unbelievable complaints from the public all the time, and I don't even know where they got the 43% from. Again, they've set their own targets, and we need to somehow make recommendation as part of what we believe as a committee needs to be done. I'm not going to be the only one obviously talking on this, but we can't just recommend these two bullet points, that the entities be consistent in their reporting and that the entities follow standard format of reporting. That can't be the only recommendations we make. Someone has to buck the department up. We're all in this together. We're in SHIP South Africa. If my children can't get a job, then other children can't get jobs either. And we've got to do something about that. And as a committee, we're at the helm of that. Thank you for listening to me, and I'm sorry about that bleat.
Thank you, Honourable Begrim. Anyone else? Honourable Martin?
Chair, I also looked at the report. I would concur with the previous speaker that it is important to highlight some of the issues that are highlighted in this report that we have received. For example, if we look at the first page of the report, point number two, performance per strategic objective. The third point there, protecting vulnerable workers. That's the strategic objective. What has been achieved there is 40%. If you go further down, promote sound labor relations, overall achievement 33%. And then our responsibility as lawmakers in Parliament. The last point there, monitoring the impact of legislation. That's the strategic objective. And then if you look at the overall achievement, 0%. So I think it's issues like these that have to be highlighted to give constructive criticism. These issues have to be addressed. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honourable Martins. Anyone else? Honourable America?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Actually, I'm in agreement with the previous two speakers. I mean, we have two recommendations stating that the entities must be consistent in their reporting. It doesn't mean anything to me. Similarly, does the second bullet point stating that the standard formatting reporting need to be maintained. Now, there were reports in the weekend papers about the Department of Labor, the instability there and the resignations and not meeting targets. It is quite evident from this report that there are entities within the department that simply just underperform. And whose responsibility is that? And I can just, by means of an example, stating that in terms of the UIF, we have...
Can you take us to the page number?
Oh, yeah, for sure, Madam Chair. On page, as an example, on page 5, we have the compensation fund provides an effective and efficient client-orientated support services. There are two planned indicators. None of those were achieved. If we speak about recommendations, we need to speak to those underperformances as to what needs to be done to ensure that we raise the performance. Similarly, in Table 7, we will notice that there's a 33% performance. If we look at the following page, compensation for on Table 8, compensation for occupational injuries and disease act operations, there's a overall performance of 33% with a concomitant under a spend of 17%. So for some reason the overall performance of that particular program is 20%, and that is way below performance, Madam Chair. And then lastly, if we look at Table 9 on page 8, turnaround solutions. Nothing has been achieved so long thus far, whereas the turnaround solutions supposed to improve service delivery, and yet there's zero performance in terms of that. My question, Madam Chair, is I don't know where the buck stops, you know. Should we instruct the minister or the ministry to make play a stronger intervention or role in terms of ensuring that performances are being raised? Because what we gather from this report and from reports in the newspapers over the weekend is that this overall low staff morale, that there seems to be a lapse in sort of leadership within the department, and maybe at some stage we need to address it with the department so that we can get clarity in terms of what are the sort of obstacles in the way to that inhibit the department of achieving its performance targets. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Honorable America, Honorable Muteka.
Thank you, Chairperson, and congratulations for your appointment. And also, I'm saying rest in peace, Loliwe. Chairperson, I'm also worried about the recommendations that are there, only two, and they mean nothing really. When I'm looking at page 2, paragraph 4, where they talk of inspection and enforcement services, no, that's where the main work of labor is. Because if we don't enforce compliance, it means there's no Department of Labor. So, going down there, you will check. There is nothing happening in Mpumalanga and in Limpopo, and we can't keep quiet about it. You can't have achievement of one against a target of four. And two, in fact, all of them, none of them have achieved 100%. But I'm looking at the lowest one, the poor performance. The worst, which is Mpumalanga and in Limpopo. So the workers will be exposed to all exploitations, all sort of workplace injuries and all that because of this poor inspection. So I'm saying let us recommend that Mpumalanga must tell us why they perform so bad. What were they doing in all this period? Same as Limpopo. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Honorable Moteka, Honorable Korai.
No, sir. Thanks very much. Maybe the meeting must take me on board. I think this is a draft report that needs this committee for consideration. Then I'll concrete propose, Chair, that this is the meeting that's supposed to concretize this report. And I agree with the members about the shortfalls that are here in this report. And my proposal will be is this meeting that's supposed to deal with these things now, or we should agree whether the members to go through the report and come with their proposals or the recommendation that needs to be enrich the report, whether we should do it now, because really those are the things that members identified and they are very important. But my concern is whether is this meeting going to do it now, or we should propose that members can go through the report and come with another recommendation and enrich the report should be adopted, because at the moment it's still a trap. It depends on us as members. What are we saying about the report? Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Korai. Honorable Teko and then Honorable Bagerin.
Thanks, Chair, and congratulations. Of a view that I'm seeing here the report is to be considered. However, we have noted that we are not performing as legislators on monitoring according to the page one. I'm seconding Honorable Ben Martin on saying this is where we need maybe to come up with a recommendation that says our monitoring system should be enhanced. On the recommendation to say monitoring processes of our legislation should be enhanced so that we play our part as legislators there or oversight. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Teko. Honorable Bagerin.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would recommend very strongly that we ask the department to come back and give us their input as to the queries that have been raised here. If you want us to do something in writing, I'm happy to oblige, and I'm sure all the other members would be happy to oblige, so that we can at least give the department, I don't want to catch them by ambush, that's not fair, although there are representatives from the department present here today who are listening to what's taking place, and they will get the minutes of today, and I'm sure Mr. Zakasa will send it on to them, but I would like them to give us some input as to just our comments. We're not looking for a fight with the department. We're looking to somehow see a way forward in tackling the greatest scourge this country's ever faced. So I would recommend that we don't accept this today and that we ask the department to give us some feedback. And then at least when they've got buy-in and we're all on the same page, then we can accept it. We can't change what's happened. That we can't do. But what we can do as a oversight committee at least put some input as to what we expect for the next quarter. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Bagerin. Honourable members, I've taken note of all the concerns raised and also taking into consideration that this is the first draft of the report that's been submitted to the committee now. So I think it has been proposed by Honourable Korai that the members can go back and re-look at the report and then propose recommendations on moving forward. Also by Honourable Begrim in terms of the department coming to clarify certain issues on the report. But I think what we also should bear in mind is the third quarterly report is already ready, I think, by the department. So maybe we can propose to the department that as they present the third quarterly report, they also give us some feedback on what is the way forward or what has been done to remedy the challenges of the second quarterly report. But in the absence of that, whilst we're waiting for that, I'll ask for a seconder for Honourable Korai's proposal that members can go back. We don't adopt the report now. Members can go back, properly scrutinize the report, and come up with concrete recommendations in terms of this report and trying to move forward. Do we have a seconder in terms of that? I see Honourable Begrim, Honourable American, and Honourable Muteka. Thank you very much. So that's the way forward in terms of this report. We will request, seeing that we have the report, all of us have it available, we'll request all the members to send all the proposals through to the secretary in due time so that we can identify a date where we're going to properly adopt this report. Thank you very much. Honourable Begrim?
I would put an actual ceiling on when they must send it in, because otherwise it's going to be open-ended.
Exactly.
And if I may request, maybe within 7 days, not asking anyone to write an essay, but to just release their comments. So send it in to Mr. Zakasa, otherwise he's left in mid-air, and then we all blame him afterwards. He's not there. Thanks.
Okay. Point taken, Honourable Begrim. Can we say what he usually is saying is that members can submit submissions by the end of the week. Can we agree on that? By the end of business on Friday? Okay. A point taken. Can we then agree that by end of business on Tuesday that we'll submit the proposals to the secretary? Agreed upon. Thank you very much, Honourable Members. When going to the next item on our agenda, consideration of the draft minutes of the 28th of February, 2018.
Sorry, Madam Chair, just before we go on to that, and I know I'm being a pest now, but have we, as a committee, at least put some money aside for flowers for the family and a gift? I know there are siblings that I would like somehow, I mean, I know we'll give personal gifts, but on behalf of the committee, we could possibly use some of our finance for it. I think that would be appropriate. Thank you.
Thank you for the gesture, Honourable Begrim. As things are standing, the committee section doesn't have any money available for that purpose. So I would propose that the members can get together just after this meeting and then we can quickly discuss it off the record. Thank you very much. Can we move then forward, Honourable Members? We have the minutes of the 28th of February in front of us. Can we go page by page? We have page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Any amendments? Any proposal for adoption? Honourable Begrim proposed adoption. Any seconder? Honourable Korai proposed seconding the proposal. Thank you, Honourable Members. It's been duly adopted. Then the last point on our agenda, the way forward on the processing of submissions received on the labour bills before the committee. I think we'll give over to the contact advisor to advise us on the submissions that has been received and the possible request for oral presentation, and then we can then discuss it further. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. The closing date for submission is the 16th of March, which is this coming Friday. So far we have received 10 written submissions. And in the advert it was stated that those who would like to make oral submissions must indicate that they would like to do so. So only one entity has indicated that they would like to come and do the oral submission. That was the PSCPC, which is the Public Service Coordinating Bargaining Council. They indicated that they would like to come and do the oral submission. But the other institutions that are recommended for oral submission would be the ACRE-SA, because they made a substantial written submission. So I think it would be prudent to have them to come and explain before the committee, and for the committee members to ask questions of clarity from them. And another entity is also is KIPS, which is a Confederation of Association in the Private Employment Sector. They have also made a substantial written submission. So it's recommended that we also call them to come and do the oral presentation. So far, those are the three organizations that are recommended. But we are still expecting more written submissions until Friday. It was suggested that I think there is an institution that has indicated that they are going to submit their written. They are going to to submit their written submission tomorrow. That is the Workers College, which is based in Durban, and they have also indicated that they would like to come and do the oral presentation, but we can't confirm for now because we haven't received their written submission yet, but they've indicated that they are going to submit before the closing date, which is Friday. So probably by Monday we are going to have the summaries of all the written submissions for the committee members to go through them. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Ngobo. Honorable Begrim.
Thank you, Madam Chair. First of all, thank you for that, and we've all received those submissions, so thank you very much. And the content advisor has put a lot of strain on himself. He's going to give it to us by Monday, so thank you again. I've got a couple of suggestions. First of all, because we've only had 10, I would suggest that we at least write to them and say, do they want to make oral submissions? Because one of those people that wrote in particular CAPES, do want to make oral submissions, but they didn't put it in their report. And I'm not sure why, but people might have missed it in the advert. But I know CAPES want to make oral submissions. They represent small business, about 500 small businesses. And I would suggest that we send just emails off to the whole lot and say, if you want to, then let us know. Because there's only 10, I presume most of them will just say no, they don't. So that's the one thing. The next thing is, I'm pretty shocked that not one of the trade union or the trade union federations has even come forward to make a comment, and they're all shouting that it's either not enough, the minimum wage. There's a lot of noise out there. I mean, I read the newspapers every day, and I read the social media, and the unions are screaming at us, saying that 20 Rand is an insult. So I'm really surprised that we don't hear from any of them. And I'm not so sure that we should just go ahead and not invite them to come, in particular COSATU. I'm quite shocked, to tell you the truth, and I'd like that to specifically go off to COSATU and let them at least know that they have a chance to make oral submissions instead of them pointing fingers afterwards, because we're going to hear about it, guaranteed. And I can guarantee you that Mr. Vavi has just written a big piece on it. He's also going to shout afterwards that we are a useless committee. So I would suggest that we at least write to them, and then we can point out to them that they didn't bother to come and didn't bother to answer us. And the third thing I'm going to suggest is that the employer organizations, and there are quite a few, I've got a list from the Department of Labor, who are also shouting and saying how many jobs it's going to destroy, and they're all making comments in the media, both on television and radio. I'm not so sure why they haven't come forward, and might be worthwhile hearing from one or two of the big ones, in particular BUSA and, well, one or two of the big employers' organizations, and it might be our duty to actually go forward, and in particular the trade unions. And then finally, I have got a submission from the Cape Chamber of Commerce and Industry have sent it in. They're sending it in to you on Friday morning. I'm not sure if they're going to want to make representations, but they've made quite a substantial input, which you haven't received yet, so just warning you that it is coming. So just to sum up, I think those that have commented should at least be warned that if they want to make submissions, they must tell us. And then I believe that we should at least be going to organizations such as COSATU and saying, if you want to make representations, you might have missed the advert, but we know they exist. We can't pretend that we don't know they exist. And if we know they exist, I think it is our duty as an oversight body to bring it to their attention. Thank you for the content advisor for that, but I just wanted to add to it. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Begram. Honourable Muteka.
Chairperson, I'm a bit worried about the deadline for submissions. It's too soon. Friday is too soon. Because I'm also asking what method did we use to reach the people out there for them to invite them to do submissions. Because I went through these submissions that we have already. They are mostly from the elite or the employers. So I don't see workers. I'm not talking the trade unions alone, the workers directly, unionized or not. So I'm a bit worried that, because this submission is part of public participation, but now I see only those who are in financial power of employing others are the ones who are bringing concerns of jobs. I want to hear from the workers about this loss of jobs and all that, so which method do we use to reach even the disadvantaged workers, farmers in the rural areas, all over? Because really you can only deal reach the elite group of the society. Thank you.
Honorable Teko. Thank you, Honorable Muteka.
Thanks, Chair. Can I request that we be reminded on the date that we have issued the advert for the submission, so that we clarify the issue of how the Dream communicated the invite to members to comment, so that we are on the same page with all members of the committee.
Thank you, Honorable Teko. Honorable Korai.
Chair, thanks so much. I mean, I don't want to be seen as I'm controversial, but some of the things you must put is very straight and clear. That the administration has done their part if one listen to the media in all over the country, I happen to hear this invite from the radio that I listen every day when I'm at home. They said it shows that the administration has done its own work. And secondly, Chair, I'm sure the invitation was very clear that if you wish to make an oral submission, you must actually make us aware whether you want also to make a written submission and oral submission. And I believe, Chair, this organization that has been invited, they know the procedures. They know exactly after writing a submission whether they wish to come and make an oral submission or not. I don't see any necessity to call them again, because actually the advertisement was very clear that if you wish to make an oral submission, you are also welcomed. We're supposed to do that. And it is unfortunate, Honorable Bekram, that the union that you wish to see them here, they don't do their work. It is unfortunate. I'm also having that in my mind. That's why COSAT was not there in other unions, because they are making a lot of noise. But really, you can't make noise when you're giving an opportunity, you don't want to use that opportunity, and wanted to blame anybody again. Really, we cannot, this government or this parliament cannot be taken into ransom by anyone who wanted to say anything, then wanted to buzz against that and follow him or her. This is not how we must operate. I think that we have done our best and make the people aware about this two set of bills. And it is also their responsibility, because they represent the constituencies. It is also their responsibility, as much as it's our responsibility to call them. And we cannot really force them, pull them with our hands, come and make an oral submission. I'm not sure it's fair. And Honorable Teko requests that we should just be again reminded by the process. But I think the process has not started this year. We are just on part of this process to complete the work of these bills. And the issue of the Fed is too soon. It's not correct. Taking in cognizance of what the President has requested, that he wanted to see this bill finished within a certain space of time, that we must deal with these issues and report back to Parliament. My proposal, which we continue the work until Friday to see whether those others are coming. But I'm sure this 10, those are the people genuinely wanted to deal with this piece of bills. But I'm sure if we can give that 2 days time again, that we hear that others are coming tomorrow, we'll be getting something. But I'm sure this 10, it will be enough, and 10, I don't think it's going to be more than 20. We cannot presume that and think we'll get other people who are not willing to come here. These who are here, they are the ones who wanted to come and represent their own constituents. And the evidence is open that we have given them a chance to come and participate. My other proposal, which seeing that it's only 10 and that 4 or 5 that may come as the wisdom of God, I don't know, that we should consider the issue of Monday, because other political parties have having some concerns about the Monday as their own constituency day.
We are not there yet, honourable okay. members. Can
May
we?
I not go to that?
Yeah, we are not there yet.
Okay, no, thanks. No, I was just looking at the issue of the oral submission and the submission of the people supposed to participate. That I think we must give them that chance until Friday to see how many will come and come with a concrete decision on this matter. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Honourable Korai. Honourable Ken, I've noted Honourable Muteka and Honourable Begum. But before you come in, Honourable Members, can we just remind each other that we've extensively discussed this matter in this committee, and we've agreed unanimously on the process that we're going to follow in terms of this whole matter. We've agreed as this committee that we'll allow 3 weeks for the advert to be run, which started on the 18th of February, the first advert. And the last advert was submitted on the 23rd of February. And we've said that we'll allow 3 weeks for the advert to run, which will lead us to the 16th of March, by the end of business the day, the end of the submissions. We've also noted that the Parliament Communication Section Unit also dealt with the matter in terms of media reads on local radio and social media, and also on the Parliament website. What was indicated on the submission is the due date for the submissions, where the submissions should be submitted to the committee secretary, and if the people want to make oral presentations, they should indicate so. That's clearly written on the advert, as I remember correctly, Honorable Mr. Sakasa. Okay. I fail to understand if some members indicate that organizations submitted to them as individuals. I fail to understand that. But over and above that, we shouldn't put the cart before the horse at this stage. We should remember what we've done up until now is just to be proactive in terms of releasing the submissions to the individual members to speed up the process, to give them insight, not to give all the submissions on Monday to them. So as the submissions arrived, we compiled the documents and we've sent it to individual members as they received it. And the staff will continuously do that until the end of the submission date on Friday, close of business. I think that will give us an indication of where we stand in terms of who decided they're going to make submissions or not. It's not in our hands. And until the end of the submission time, we can't preempt that anyone will or will not submit. We can only discuss that at the end of the time. So for now, I would really like to urge individual members, if they are aware of people who want to submit and they didn't yet submit, they should conscientize those individuals or employer organizations or employee organizations to submit. Maybe we'll get the submissions before the end of the deadline. But there's nothing standing between us and the 16th. We should just wait as a committee. So I would really like to urge our members to abide by the decision that has been taken after the extensive deliberations in this committee. Honorable Begram.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The last bit I do respect, and that is we should wait at least until after Friday to see who has submitted. What I don't respect is if then we get, say, 15 submissions and we haven't heard from organizations such as COSATU, then I don't respect that, because I strongly believe that we are adults. We know that these people do want to make comments. We can't say that we've got a rule and the rule is we've put a deadline on, you didn't make it, so hard cheese. Because this is going to live with us for many years hereafter. And as the oversight body, we do have an adult responsibility to at least go to the organizations who we know want to make submissions, and at least maybe directly. Yes, it's all very well that we've put out adverts. I haven't seen any, but I'm sure there were. and that we've had it on a few radio stations. I didn't hear any, but I'm sure there were. But let's say I'm running, and that's why an organization such as the Cape Chamber of Commerce and Industry, that is the biggest chamber of commerce in Africa, sent a submission to me, and I said, why are you sending it to me? It should go to Mr. Kaza. They didn't know. And that, to me, tells a big story. The story is that maybe the unions also didn't get to see it, or for some reason or other had an oversight of it. So all I'm trying to say is, let's be responsible. And we've got nothing to lose. It costs us nothing to send out an email to a dozen union umbrella bodies. It doesn't cost us anything. And I would like us to do that, but you're quite right. I'm happy that we as a committee sit back and wait until after Friday and see what comes in. I would like to open this discussion again at our next meeting, if we may. I don't want someone saying, well, we've already had the discussion, the decision was made. Because I think we're being a bit irresponsible, just a little bit. And I would, if I was making that decision myself, I'd be very strongly felt that we need to go back to the people that we know at least who want to make submissions. Because COSATU's made submissions to us before, and so we know that they want to. We've also heard them so many times on this point. And I know that the new union body, I can't remember what it's called, Mr. Vavi's new union body, they want to make submissions, but yet they've been wholly silent over here. Now, maybe they're deliberately doing that. But I don't want them to say that they didn't notice the advert. That's the point. That's all I'm trying to say. So thank you for that. And I'm wholly respectful of your decision to hold this over until our next meeting, and then we can have a look at it again. That I'm very respectful of, because I might be 100% wrong. The content advisor might report to us next meeting that he's now got 1,000 submissions, and then I'll bow down and say I'm sorry. Thanks.
Thank you, Honorable
Begrim.
Honorable Mateka.
Thanks, Chairperson. The Drews thing was decided by the committee, I agree. I remember I was not happy about that, because I knew it is Drews won't be enough to consult the whole country, 9 provinces and so many districts, whatever. But the point I want to make is that rush most of the time will leave people behind, and you can't be as leader of the people always leave them behind because you are in a rush. So but that was the vision of the committee, is fine. But I hear members keep on talking of COSATU. Why are you so interested in COSATU? COSATU was part of this decision at NEDLEC. Same as you are saying, the minister must submit an input or submission, whatever. Because COSATU is part of the whole thing. We are dealing on COSATU documents now. This is a document from them. They were there. They agreed to everything that is there. So whatever you are expecting from that counter-revolutionary union, you'll never change.
Thank you, Honorable Muteka. Point taken. So I think we've agreed, Honorable Members, on the way forward in terms of not actually the way, the program forward, but on the approach on towards this submission. We'll wait until I know that the staff is committed to work after the deadline and at least present us with something on Monday. Via our emails, we know that we'll receive it as they've done in the past. So can we conclude on that point? Then in terms of the actual way forward, in terms of our program, how are we going to program that? Can we give over to our committee secretary just to remind us on the agreed upon program in terms of handling this issue?
Thank you, Honorable Acting Chair. The committee will remember that they agreed to use the coming week to deal with these bills. There was also a proposal that was agreed on that the 19th also be used, but I think that has since changed, Honourable Chair, because in the programming National Assembly Programming Committee, they decided that there was very much controversy on the 19th, so the 19th is off. So we, moving forward, we still have the 20th. That is where the content advisor has managed to mention that the those who wish to come and present to the committee will also start doing that on the 20th, and also the 22nd, and then the 23rd. Those are the dates that we have next week. So we'll be using 20th Tuesday. The Wednesday is a public holiday, and then we have the Thursday, the 22nd, and the Friday, 23rd, Chair. Because remember, there was a special sitting that the committee targeted on the 27th. But for now, we are talking about next week, Chair. Those are the dates, 20th, 22nd, 23rd. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Sakasa. Honorable Begram, Ms. Seiko.
Thank you, Mr. Sakasa. I appreciate it. So it's the 20th, that's Tuesday the 20th, what time and where?
Thank you, Chair, the committee will receive notices as normal with the times and the venues, but it's normal times of the committees. But as to which venues, I am not sure yet, but I have that. I will send out that notice for every of those 3 days, 20, 22, and 23rd. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, members. Are we all on par in terms of the way forward? Remember, we've agreed on the 19th pending approval by the Chair of Chairs, so it's now not approved. So we go into the 20th, the 22nd and 23rd, and which means that as we've agreed also as the committee members, we are not time bound in terms of those days. We can work as late as is needed in order to perform our duties effectively. Are we still on the same page in terms of that, Honorable Begram?
Thank you. I'm on the same page. There's a bit of a short notice to tell the people that want to make oral submissions that, by the way, you're making it next week. And that's going to be a bit of a problem. And I think that's why you've set this down. You've set this down for to hear the oral submissions. That's why we having those meetings. We're not having them for any other reason. And people are busy. They've got diaries. And to say, okay, we've got your submissions in by the 16th. And by the way, next week you are set down for Tuesday or Thursday or Friday. It's going to be a bit of juggling for everyone. I've got a feeling that no one will be available. This is the middle of the year. Over and above the fact that the middle of the week is out because that's a public holiday. So people are going to be having a four-day week then. That means that they've got to give up one other day. I'm not so sure you're going to get anyone to make those submissions. And again, I think we're being reckless on that. It's just a real rush. The advert didn't say you will be making submissions on X date. That it didn't say. So I think we are rushing this just too much now, and especially for people who have to travel. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Begram. Honorable Teko?
Thanks, Chair. I think we have outlined the program, I understand, and we have stated there that people do oral a submission. However, I want to propose that on Tuesday, we be early and also on Wednesday, on Thursday morning, so that we are able to execute our part and not under pressure. So we start as early as a normal time of the committee of past 9. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Sakasa.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. I just want to sort of answer on the question of the time frames for the people to come. When everyone said participants in a submission, I receive the submissions and I have to acknowledge the receipt of the submission to them. When I do that, I also mention to them, those particular those that say that they want to do oral submission, that submission, I mean, they might be called by the committee as from the 20th on Tuesday. Sorry.
Only one person said they wanted to
make two. So, and I actually said that that will be confirmed after this meeting today. But they must be ready to get a call to come on the 20th. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Sakasam. Honorable Begram, Honorable America.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think, Madam Chair, I may be dealing here with three pieces of legislation that are going to be enduring for a very long time, that will have a major impact on our labor legislation landscape. And I just get the sense that we are, you know, we are pressed for time. We are rushing to have these bills on the order paper on Tuesday 27th of March. And I think that we're going to be negligent in our duties to make sure that we provide a fair opportunity for interested parties to have the say, because at the end of the day, it's a basic tenet of our constitution, the participatory democracy. And if we're going to say on the 20th we're going to meet, let's be precise. Let us be precise and say these hearings, oral submissions, will take place on this date, on the 22nd or on the 23rd. Let's just hang in the air so that we're not too sure when it will take place. So that notification should go out to people, because people have to make flight arrangements. They have to make accommodation arrangements if they come from far. So I think perhaps, you know, we may not do justice to this substantial piece of legislation if we're going to rush it to get it on the order paper on the 27th of March. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, Honorable America. I think it's clear, Honorable Members, as being stated just by the Committee Secretary, that an indication has already been given that 22nd, we will start with the oral submissions, if any, on the 22nd, and then we move forward. We see how far we come. If we need the on the 20th, if we there's a need to proceed on the 22nd and even on the 23rd, it will happen like that. It all depends on how much, and I think we're going to review our program as we move on, because it won't help if we receive a submission or request for oral submissions that's a large number and we agree that we're going to only allocate the day of the 20th, or the afternoon of the 20th. It would be irresponsible of us. So let's take it as we move on, and then we'll see how far we come. But for now, as we've agreed, we'll meet on the 20th in the morning, and we'll indicate, the administration will indicate to interested parties that the oral submissions will be needed as from the 20th. They must be ready as from the 20th. The exact time slot will depend on how much inputs we'll receive or request for oral submission. Can we then move forward on that point as being proposed? Honorable Begram?
I certainly don't agree. I think we will be here, that's for sure. We've been told, we've been warned a month ago, we'll be here. People haven't been told when they're to be here. Mr. Zakasa has written to two people to say you must be available on the 20th or the 22nd or the 23rd. Two people, that's it. And I want that noted in our minutes, that only two submissions have been told that they must make representations next week. We've only got two people who want to speak to us in this whole country. and neither of them are large institutions. I have a real reticence about saying you can move forward. I certainly do not agree, and I would like that noted in our minutes. Because if we are going to have arguments in the House of Parliament hereafter, there are going to be arguments for the next few years, there will be court cases, and I know that when this reaches the courts, there will be a lot of comments on how this committee behaved in rushing this as much as we could. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Begram, Honourable Madisha, and then Honourable Muteka.
Thank you, Chair. For us to come together, for us to be united around this, and for us to ensure that almost all the parties that have got to be invited to do attend, is it not feasible for us to shift from the 20th and then take the 23rd, I mean the 22nd and the 23rd. I mean that will then be able to embrace that which DA here has raised. It is a fact, as they put it, that their meetings have been scheduled already for that particular day. And I must indicate that even for us, those who attend other committees, we already have agreed that on that particular day, we've got to go to those particular meetings. And I hear EFF says the same. Is it not feasible then for us to agree that instead of us coming together on the 20th, we take the 2 days, 22, 23, and I wish to believe that we'll be able to cover everyone. But then in particular, the persons or organizations that have got to come and make those particular presentations. It further, Chair, will give us even enough time to ensure that the following week, on which we are required to have this whole thing finalized, there will be time for us to do that. Can we agree to cover everybody? I'll propose it.
Thank you, Honourable Madisha. Honourable Muteka?
Chairperson, we are dealing with a very sensitive and very important issue. And I think let us forget about the partisan EFF, DA, ANC and all that. Let us work as one committee of labor that is here to serve the whole community of labor. I'm saying the as members we are available for this thing. Doesn't matter how long it's going to take and all that, we are available for this thing. But my worry is, what if, because really, two from the whole lot, you are not doing justice. You know, it's not out of us to bring them by force, but to make sure we reach all is our responsibility. We cannot just appreciate for the fact of doing it to satisfy whoever want to satisfy, and at the end of the day we leave a lot behind, and then we create crisis unnecessary. Two oral submissions from the whole country. Let us be honest, realistic, and do justice to our people. Let us wait till Friday, and we can say the starting date will be the 22nd, but we can say the only 2 days. What if 10 comes? Then what? So let us say the oral submissions will be dealt with from the 22nd, going forward. And then if only that two, then it will be 2 days, then it's fine. But we must know the whole process didn't do justice to the whole business and labor community. That is my submission.
Thank you, Honorable Muteka. Honorable Teku?
Chair, thanks. I think we have agreed on the program to say we need to prioritize. Members were questioned about this the week of 19 until the 23rd. So the issue here, we have to come and work, and that's what we need to do. I'm also requesting members to just put everything aside, then we concentrate on this. As much as we're saying we're not giving it an attention, we also have to give it an attention as members. So I'm not in the, of a view that we need to start on the 23, on the 2022. We really have to be here on Tuesday, deal with this matter, and discover everything that might take us, might make us to regret. So Tuesday, I still support we need to meet as a committee and finalize and put our house in order so that we know what is going to happen on those days. And if there are submission or oral presentation on Tuesday, we take those presentation after in the afternoon. But we really have to meet as a committee on Tuesday.
Thank you, Honorable Teko. Honorable members, if we look, Honorable Madisha, can I have your attention, please? You've particularly indicated and requested the indulgence of the committee to not to meet on the 19th. And we've agreed on the 19th after your request. And just now we've indicated, I'm not sure if you were here when we indicated that the 19th is off. So the 19th is off. So we're not going to meet on the 19th as per our agreed program anymore. So on the 20th, we're definitely going to meet to receive the submissions, those that haven't been, even though it's been emailed to us, and to receive the report from the Department of Labor on the submissions, and to pave a way forward. So I would like to request, honorable members, that we... It's been proposed that we meet on the 20th as we knew a long time ago, even a month before. We're going to meet on the 20th, definitely. We're still going to meet on the 20th, receive the submissions from the content advisor and the way forward in terms of how it's going to be handled, but we're going to reserve the 22nd and 23rd for oral submissions. Can we agree on that one? Honorable America and Honorable Begram.
My Shadow Minister Speaker first.
Okay.
Thank you.
It's just that your hand was raised first.
Thanks, Anna. I feel terrible. I've got diarized. I'm going to be here on the 20th, the 22nd and the 23rd. I've got a feeling this committee we'll sit and talk to ourselves on those 3 days, which will be fun. I enjoy that, and I've signed up for that. But I'm not so sure we're going to get any oral submissions. We've got two so far. I don't even know if they'll be available on that short notice. But, okay, that's fine. We can talk to each other. I'm happy to speak to the Honourable Madisha during those 3 days and give him my own submissions. But I think we're doing an absolute disservice to the country. But thank you for that.
Thank you, Honorable Begram. Can we have the way forward then? It's as per our scheduled program, Honorable Members. We've agreed that we'll have a committee on the 20th. We'll have a committee on the 22nd as well as on the 23rd. Everything will depend on the submissions that we receive until Friday, end of business. And that will pave the way forward in terms of what's going to happen on the 22nd and the 23rd, but for now, we'll reserve those 2 days for public hearings if we receive further requests. But can we then agree on the way forward in terms of how it's been summarized? Honorable Begram?
We can agree that we'll be on those 3 days. I'm not so sure what we'll be doing, but we can agree on that, please.
Thank you, Honorable Begram. Honorable Muteka.
Chairperson, I'm saying Tuesday we meet, we consolidate what we have, then from there we can have a proper plan because we will be talking on what we have. Because now we don't know, we just predict maybe there will be more, maybe it's just 2, maybe it's just 10. So let's Tuesday deal with them. We don't invite anyone on Tuesday. It's us. Then we consolidate. I think that would be fair.
It's agreed upon, Honorable Muteka, but please remember that we've indicated way before this meeting that we'll include in our first meeting, we'll also include the Department of Labor. Is that agreed upon for the first day, the 20th?
Yeah.
Thank you then. So that's the agreed upon way forward. Thank you, Honorable Members. Anything else on this matter? Can we have it on the record, Honorable Begram?
I propose closure of the meeting. I've got a big seconder.
Okay. Honorable Martin, that's enough. He seconded this proposal. Thank you, Honorable Members. No, we won't. Thank you, Honorable Members. Thank you very much for that. Just a reminder that we've agreed that we'll have an informal discussion after the meeting. For now, the meeting stands adjourned. Thank you.
Sometimes the thing of abusing maturity is not wishing. This abuse of power because you are maturity sometimes doesn't work. Even a simple thing that, even a simple thing, three weeks is not enough. Because people are many, they just vote. Now look where we are. I know it's nice to have numbers here, but it's not always useful.